From the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Candleland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Batter up.
Here we go. High school baseball regional 1-2A action continues here on MSC Sports Radio Network. Thank you for everyone who's been locked in for us today, including the train that's had a couple of pass-bys on us. It came by and said hi three times. Maybe you might hear it again in this game. We've had it in every game so far, so I'd like to see it make another appearance. But appearance between two teams today, the Onega Buffaloes taking on the Centralia Panthers, two teams that have really gotten going this year. Onega, man, they have had successful years over the past 4 years. They have dominated the Twin Valley League, but, of course, the new champion arises with the Frankfort Wildcats. They're going to be the ones to really take a true test, but Onega, they have a chance to take on Frankfort, but they got to deal with Centralia here. But you take the other side of that coin, and that's the same case. Centralia also has the chance to take on Frankfort on Monday if they can pick up this win here against the Onega Buffaloes. Centralia on the year, 11-10. They finished the TVL 9-6. The Onega Buffaloes, 16-9 on the overall, 11-8. They finished in the TVL. These two teams played each other a total of three times. Onega won the first doubleheader played. Centralia played in the second doubleheader, just the first game, and won that first game. And Onega, they have outscored their opponents 212 runs, 224 runs on the season. The Centralia Panthers, they have outscored their opponents 203 runs to 158. The Panthers have had one shutout team this year. They shut out Blue Valley Randolph earlier on in the year. The Onega Buffaloes, they have shut out two teams. Both were Valley Heights. In this Onega team, they have been dominant and have been yet to be shut out this time this year. This has been a dominant team. Of course, Jackson Coltrane commits to Butler Community College, a first-team All-State returning senior, as was a first-team All-Leaguer. He is tied at 43 total hits with Colby Simpkins for the season-hitting school record. So he has a chance to attain that record today, as well as he holds the home run record for the school, the triples, the OBS, the slugging percentage, the OPS, the batting average. He had 618 last year, which, by the way, he nearly had a 700 batting average when runners were in scoring position, which he also holds the record for. So Jackson Coltman, an all-around stud for this team, an all-around great player. He will be taking the mounds for the Onega Buffaloes. So going over the starting lineup for both teams, for the Onega Buffaloes, the senior Jackson Coltman, he'll be batting first. The pitcher, LJ Kelzer, will be at shortstop, batting second. Dylan Magnus, the senior, he will be in left field, batting third, batting fourth. Cason Huffless, the sophomore, who will be catching. Keegan Benneberg, the junior, will be batting fifth and will be playing left field. Batting in sixth will be Cameron Kramer, the freshman, who will be playing second base. Isaac Wechter, the junior, will be playing at third base. Maddox Honus, the sophomore, will be batting in seventh and playing center field. Xavier Burgess, the DH sophomore, will be batting in the ninth hole. Isaac Wegner will be batting in the seventh, Honus in the eighth, and Burgess in the ninth. And then the flex player is Jacob Runnebaum, who will be playing first base but not be in the hitting order. He is a senior. So the Centralia Panthers, it will be Quentin Aldefer will be leading things off. The young stud sophomore will be playing second base. Dagan Runnebaum will be out in center field batting second. Ben Haverkamp will be pitching and starting out on the mound. He'll be batting third. Henry Heidemann, one of the seniors, will be batting cleanup and playing shortstop. Jacob Plenty, a tough, stouted senior who has led this team to the state championship this year in football. Unfortunately, did not get that state win, but was a key component to that team getting to that place. He'll be, again, batting fifth and playing out in left field. Grady Becker will be playing catcher and batting in the sixth spot. And in the seventh spot, Isaac Reinecke will be out in the right field. Batting in the eighth spot, Tyron Talley, the third baseman, and the first baseman, Aiden Talley, he will be batting in the ninth hole. So again, big pitching matchup between both of these teams. Ben Haverkamp is a multi-talented athlete. He's had a great collective year. I mean, you look at both these teams, they have a lot of stout athletes, and you see Centralia and what they were able to do this year in their athletics program, especially getting to the state title in football. Of course, the state run in basketball ended in the first round, an unfortunate upset for them. But again, this Centralia team, highly athletic. They are 11-10 on the year. They have beaten this Onega team once this year, despite being the away team via the seeding. Centralia seeds fifth, Onega seeds fourth, so Onega will bat at the bottom of the inning, whereas the Centralia Panthers will bat all the way at the top. So again, for the Onega Buffaloes, they will come out, and it will be their defensive lineup that starts first. It'll be Coulterman pitching, Huffless catching, Jacob Runnemlob defending first, Cameron Kramer at second, Isaac Wegner at third base. Playing shortstop will be LJ Keltzer, Kagan Vengenberg out in left field, Maddox Honus in center, Dylan Magnet all the way in right field, and that's the defensive lineup for the Centralia Panthers. And coming up and batting through the first through four in the order for the Onega Buffaloes, for the Centralia Panthers batting one through four, will be Quinton Aldefor, Dagan Runnemlob, Ben Haverkamp, and Henry Heidemann. So big time matchup. The winner of this game will play on Monday in the semifinal, and they will take on the Frankfort Wildcats. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on the Misty Sports. We're nowhere for first pitch action. Again, it's the Onega Buffaloes taking on the Centralia Panthers in the regional quarterfinal matchup.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Highland True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn sprays, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment you can rent, tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your project. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a true value.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to MSC Sports, your network. We're getting into the low 80s. The shade has completely covered the entire field. The cloud coverage has kind of moved more into the east here and has blocked the sun. Of course, the wind's still charging at about 13 miles an hour, pushing towards the infield. So just like our prior two games, probably not going to see too much of triples or anything knocked out of the park. But, of course, I'm sure we'll see a couple of hard hit doubles into some center gaps. Again, the Onega Buffaloes taking on the Centralia Panthers. The winner of this quarterfinals round will go play at Rossville in the 1-2A regional, and they will play against Frankfort. Of course, the second half of the bracket, it will also be being kept updated, and the winner of Monday's game will be playing in the championship. So we'll have a TVL team represented in the championship no matter what, so that's always a great thing to have going on. Of course, the TVL just dominating and everything, and most people probably get a little fed up with it, but honestly, part of the MSC Sports Grid Network, we kind of like having the TVL out and dominating in every aspect, because it's a lot of good coverage that we're able to bring for the communities, for the local teams. Of course, Onega and Centralia have been dominant this year. Onega, man, last 4 years for themselves have been really dominant, mostly in the baseball side of things, having placed fourth in state just 2 years ago, where they were able to win in the first round game against Medicine Lodge 8-7 extra innings, which, by the way, Keegan Vennenberg, when he was a freshman, he pitched in that game and went 2-3 with a double, and he had the game-winning RBI single. Keegan Vennenberg, who is now a junior, and he will be a big-time player in this game. So right now they're announcing starting lineups. We're going to keep this pregame. We're going to just going to ride the lightning all the way up into the first pitch. It's been, a wonderful ride today. We start off at our 2 o'clock game with the Rams taking on the Valley Heights Mustangs. Valley Heights was able to come victorious. They won 9-8. Then Valley Heights had to turn around, and after they won the playing game, they had to play against Frankfort, and Frankfort then was able to capture a win in just 4 innings, 16-1. Both these teams this season, Centralia and Onega, of course, they have not been able to beat Centralia. They have came, or not Centralia, Frankfort, but they have came decently close. So both these teams looking for a chance to also take down a team that has been dominating the TVL this entire season. So a couple of other big notes here for this Onega team. They have won 10 out of their last 12 games. They had a split series against Wabunsee. They won 13-2 and lost the second game 13-12. They also were swept by Donovan West earlier in the season 5-1 and 13-8, and then they proceed to sweep Donovan West in both extra innings, by the way, 4-3 and 4-3. How about that? A doppelganger. And then they have also entered a total of 4 games this season into extra innings, in which Onega has went 2-2. Again, the Onega Buffaloes head coached by Adam Kufall and led by a stout group of seniors, and again, one of the bigger ones being Jackson Kulchman, a commit to Butler Community College. His dad is the head coach. The football team, of course, had a lot of time to kind of talk to him during the football season about his son, and he was pretty excited for him to get going in, of course, the baseball season, because that's where Kulchman really exceeds and dominates. And you take a look at Kulchman's stats from the mound. He's 6-for-4 on the season. He's appeared in 13 games, and he's been able to record some incredible staggering stats with 51.2 innings pitched. He's only given up 30 hits, 26 runs, 7 earned through his 51 innings, 16 walks, and an incredible number of 84 strikeouts. He's nearly eclipsing that number 90, and he can easily get there today or possibly even 100 this season if he can keep it rolling on. He's also the batter face average against him is only 215, so batters having a tough time to get a crack at what he can pitch. But we'll see Kulchman pitch at the bottom of the first here. Again, it's Centralia who steps up. It's Quinton Aldefer, who's taken a couple of practice swings in the circle out to my right. So Aldefer will be the first one up, the sophomore. Then Dagan Ronnebaum will bat next. Ben Haverkamp will be in the hole, and Henry Hyman will be cleaning it up. Excuse me, Kulchman pitching now for the Onega Buffaloes. Got that little jumbled up right there. So, yeah, I mentioned Kulchman getting the start on the mound, and he's a right-handed pitcher, commits to the Butler Community College. His catcher has been Huffless this season. Huffless has had a great year behind the plate, helping out his pitcher, of course. And taking one more look at that defensive lineup, Jacob Ronnebaum at first base. Kramer out at second, Isaac Wegner out at third base, Kelzer at shortstop, Vandenberg in left field, Honus out in center, and Magnet out in right. And I mentioned how both these teams, they have fought hard against some similar opponents, and one of those teams is Frankfurt, Centralia. They managed to take Frankfurt into extra innings, however, they lost by an unfortunate score of 11-8 for themselves. So, of course, both these teams looking to try to win today and move on to next Monday against the Frankfurt Wildcats. So up here is Quinton Aldefer. He's been a all-league player in multiple sports, football and basketball. Of course, his athleticism extends into baseball as well. Here's the first pitch from Kulchman. It is low under the knees, and that first pitch goes in for a ball. Again, 84 strikeouts on the year has been recorded by Kulchman. Second pitch gets popped up right side. That will go for strike one. On the first, steps out of the left of the box and takes a couple practice swings. He heads back in and crowds the back of it with his right foot. Holds off on a fastball that is chest high and is now down the count 1-2. Aldefer, Benjamin swings the ball, or not the ball, the bat, around his waist, and then he puts up above his shoulder, clinches inside for ball two. 2-2 count. Three shoulders the bat and gets hit on the inside tip of the shoulder, and Aldefer will take off to first base via the hit-by-pitch. And that's just the seventh time this year Kulchman has hit a player with the baseball. And now Dagan Ronnebaum steps up to bat. He takes a large lunge to the stats and a steal all the way to second base. It is on time with the tag. Caught stealing is Quinton Aldefer. He China had one of those, if I were to describe it, like a Scooby-Doo shuffle, like where the legs are kind of in the air. I'm not sure what about the run in there on the bag. And he was kind of just a little bit off when he was doing that shuffle. And that allowed Kramer to apply the tag. Excuse me, Kelser to apply the tag. The shortstop who covered second. So that gets the first out in the inning. And now Runnebaum is still at the at-bat. And now Runnebaum gets hit. So back-to-back hit by pitches now. And as I mentioned, Goldschmidt came in the day with only six total hit batters, and he has hit two in his back-to-back. And that is something you don't often see from a pitcher. And when you do, you assume that it probably gets a little bit into their head. But a guy like Jackson Goldschmidt most likely shrugs that off. So Goldschmidt takes a look back. Haverkamp is at the bat now with Heidemann warming up with a couple of swings. Snapping his feet with the bat. The pitch is delivered. The throw to second base. Can that one be on time as well? No, it is not. A good try by Huffless, though. Just didn't quite get it on the line. He also let it a little bit out to the left. Second, Runnebaum was able to use it to steal second. So that time was a successful steal attempt. So one out, a runner on second. Ben Haverkamp now down 0-2, a left-handed batter against the right-handed pitcher. On the 0-2 count, here's the delivery. It's chopped and fouled straight back. Just lifted off the top of the barrel of the bat. And Ben Haverkamp wearing a play call sheet on his left hand. Most likely for when he's getting the pitches. And here he barrels this one out to center field and able to collect it is Honus, and he throws it all the way to his cutoff man. But while he does that, Runnebaum is able to tag second, and now he puts himself at third base. So Haverkamp goes down with a pop-up out to center field. It's now two down in the inning. With Henry Heidemann with the bat, it's chopped, playable from third. It's a crow hop. It's on the line, but it was just off and low. And they're going to allow the runner to progress in Henry Heidemann after getting... Lee, he got hit by the ball on his runs of first. So it'll go down as a single. One already on the board here. An RBI to score Dagan Runnebaum. And, of course, Heidemann now on second. Plenty batting now. Another lefty. On the 0-2 count. Goldschmidt looks back and delivers a collarbone high fastball. That goes for ball one. 1-2 count against Jacob Flinty. Coltman delivers a high flying heater. And a guy like Jackson Coltman, we've seen pitching today maybe 80s at most, but you got a guy like Coltman who's easily hitting the high 80s on his actually off his hand. He's just absolutely smoking fastballs over the plate. But unfortunately for Goldschmidt, despite the speed, he's not quite locating the pitch as Flinty is able to take the walk to first. Henry Heidemann on second, Flinty on first. Two down. One run has scored. Centralia is up 1-0 in the top of the first. A half swing from Grady Becker as he comes up, and he gets called for the strike, though it was just above the waist. So 0-1 count against Grady Becker. Next pitch gets framed low, but just outside on the interior. Isaac Reinicke getting ready to come up to bat after Becker. Goldschmidt taking a snap look back to second, and then a fire down Broadway. And the heat just couldn't get located by Becker. again, when Jackson Goldschmidt can locate that pitch in the zone, it is just hard to find. And that time he takes some heat off of it. Just outside. 2-2 now the count for Grady Becker. And here's a fastball chopped to the left light pole just behind the crowd section. Big crowd is circled out here today. Of course, five different teams have showed up, so we've seen a lot of different communities. Of course, a couple of Frankfurt people out here supporting their local teams and communities. Got to love to see that, the sportsmanship. Full count now against Grady Becker. Here's the pitch. It is just too high, and the bases are now loaded for Jackson Goldschmidt. Not too many times you probably say that during a season. And here head coach Adam Kufall will take a time to talk to his pitcher and Jackson Goldschmidt. Again, not something you usually put in a sentence is Goldschmidt loading the bases. He's been an excellent pitcher this season, and when it's come to stressful moments, he's done well. In fact, just kind of recalling to an earlier point on in the year, I remember in the first game of a doubleheader, they had him pitch the first couple of innings, and then he got taken out. But then in a sticky situation, they put him right back in. They did not hesitate to return him. And it was the most nonchalant, hey, you're coming back in and you're pitching this one out. I think I'd ever seen. They just flipped the ball at shortstop and he just walked up to the mat and he started dealing. So talk about a guy who's pretty cool under pressure. It's Jackson Goldschmidt. And here he delivers. This one's chopped going down the right line. It's picked up nicely by the first baseman and Jacob Rottlebaum. And that retires the top of the inning. One run given up. One hit, no errors, and three left on base for the Centralia Panthers. It's 1-0. The Panthers lead. We head into the bottom of the first. Ronega will get their chance for their first time at bat.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
At Skillsaws Hardwood Flooring, we've been in business for over 24 years on the back of one man's dream. Chris Schaefer had a quite simple vision to rise above each and every residential and commercial wood flooring business operating in Northeast Kansas. Today, the staff at Skillsaws Hardwood Flooring has over 80 years of combined experience and a genuine passion for what we do that money alone cannot buy. Specializing in an array of popular flooring types, learn more at Skillsaws.com or call 785-249-5084. Remember the name, Skillsaws. Hardwood Flooring with Chris Schaefer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's the Onega Buffaloes taking on the Centralia Panthers. The sun's starting to kind of come back out here as it begins to set, and it sets onto the field, but the Panthers here up 1-0. The Onega Buffaloes take the at-bat. Jackson Goldschmidt batting first and leading it off. L.J. Kelzer on deck. Dylan Magnet in the hole and Cason Huffless leading it up. It's Ben Haverkamp pitching. Grady Becker catching. Aiden Talley playing first. Out of first, second. Tyron Talley at third base. Heidemann playing shortstop. Plenty out in left field. Runnabaum out in center and Reinicke out in right. First pitch delivered high for a ball. Against Goldschmidt, it's now 1-0. Next pitch is delivered. That's a chopper right down the middle. Just a center shot blast by Jackson Goldschmidt. No hesitation. The second pitch of the game. Goldschmidt picks it up and barrels it right down the middle. Don't really expect too much different in a player like Jackson Goldschmidt. L.J. Kelzer and the left side of the box. Steps up and takes the first ball. For a ball. Goldschmidt starting to find a lead on first base. And now he tries to run and take second, and he has a slide-in steal. He is safe by a quarter of a mile. LJ Gelser still on the set bat. It's a 2-0 count. Ben Haverkamp, the pitch. This one lifted out into center. Colchman likely to apply the tag on second base and try to take off to third. He did for a second, and then he decided about a quarter of the way through to say, I'm not going to take that risk. And that was probably the smart decision, as the arm strength out from Dagan Rumbaugh in center would have easily beat Jackson the third if he would have taken off there. Now Dylan Magnet steps up to the plate. The right-handed batter. First pitch is low below the knees, and Coltman takes off through third base, and they are not able to apply the tag on time. And Coltman is still on back-to-back bases. And talk about a guy like Dylan Magnet. He leads all classes in a not-so-fun category. He leads the state in hit-by-pitches with 20. He had a post made about him from a Kansas City social media that they nicknamed him the Magnet, because that's what gets attracted. But right here, this time, he magnetizes a ball to the bat and crushes it out to left center for a hit. Magnet, I'll tell you what, not only can he get on base while getting hit by the pitch, he can also hit the pitch. That scored Jackson Coltman, so that's an RBI single, a one-out RBI single, recorded by Dylan Magnet. First pitch outside against Kason Huflis. That was hit number 24 of the season and RBI number 19 of the year also for Dylan Magnet. Kason Huflis outside the box, swinging the back, low to his left side. Now he takes a step back in, his right foot all the way in the back of the stripe. Hard hit down the left side, and it takes a bounce all the way to the back fence, hitting the sponsor cards, and he throws it with a high hop all the way back to the infield. Kason Huflis is rounded first, and he has a stand-up double. Dylan Magnet now resides at third base. It is 1-1, but Onega is on an early hot start in this bottom of the first. You know, Nega, they are 2-1 against Centralia this year. Centralia is coming, this is their first official year as a baseball program. Haverkamp delivers just beneath the knees of Vennenberg. Mentioned that Vennenberg pinch hit in the game as a freshman, went 2-for-3 with a double and had the game-winning RBI. In that game, it was the state quarterfinals. He was able to help his team as a freshman beat Medicine Lodge 8-7 in extra innings. Second pitch in for a strike call. Quickly getting back to Haverkamp. Haverkamp sets. He looks back at second. Now he delivers, showing bunt is Vennenberg, and then he pulls back. And it's for ball two. 2-1 count. And really, you're not surprised here that a guy like Vennenberg would try to put down a bunt. He's got some great athletic speed. He also bunts. He's a left-handed batter, so he would bunt to his left. That would force the third baseman to be the one to run in and try to make that grab. Three and one count now. Ball just flies outside. 3-1 against Vennenberg. Looking to try to get the walk. Here's the pitch. Chopped right back. It's now a full count. 3-2. Vennenberg, he has only struck out 26 times this year. He has walked a total of 13. He's a big-time hitter and looks for swings. And a hot shot to first base and able to apply the tag, but it will be a sacrifice grounder for Vennenberg. That heat had so much cheese just falling behind it. Aiden Talley was just barely able to block the fast rocket that was just skipping off the ground and got the ground out. But still goes down as a sacrifice. Magnet scores, and now Huffless is on third. So Nega gets the go-ahead run after off of the sacrifice grounder. 2-1, Onega leads in the bottom of the first with two outs. Cameron Kramer now down the count, 0-2. Taking back-to-back fastballs down the alley. Now Haverkamp looks back. Here he delivers on the third pitch, and that is striped just past the second baseman out of the right field. And that'll score another run for the Onega Buffaloes. We have seen three RBI singles in this inning for the Buffaloes. They are on a hot roll. Two down in the bottom of the second, bottom of the first. It's 3-1, and they lead by two. Here Isaac Wegner. Bats, and Maddox Honus is on deck with Xavier Fergus fighting out the bottom of the order in the ninth hole. And they get nearly getting all nine batters through the order in this first inning for themselves. Something that you'd love to have as a head coach to see from your team. Second pitch delivered just below the knees inside on Wegner. It's a 1-1 count now. Next pitch popped up in the air. It's cleared from the second baseman, Quentin Nothafer, and that ends the inning with a pop-up to the second base. But a great inning where the Onega Buffaloes are able to score three runs off a total of four hits. There was no errors and just one left on base. We now head up into the top of the second. It's 3-1. Onega now leads.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered, specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
May is Stroke Awareness Month. A person experiencing a stroke can be treated if people act FAST. FAST is an acronym if you suspect a stroke. Face, facial droop one side when smiling. Arm, raise both arms as one drift downward. Speech, slurring or strange speech. Time, if suspecting a stroke, call 911. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Centralia Panthers back with it here. They gave up the lead. They were up 1-0 in the bottom of the first. They have three runs off four hits in it. They're now down 3-1. Tyron Talley leads off the top of the second here with Aiden Talley off the bat. The 8-9 in the order. Quentin Aldifer in the hole and Dagan Ronnebaum cleaning up. 1-1 count. Here's the next pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. Now it's 1-2 for Talley. Keeps a good eye on another fastball. It rides up. It's now an evened up 2-2 count. Jackson Coulterman looking for the strikeout and chops straight back for a souvenir for a bird. Tyron Talley, this is his first plate appearance of the game. Centralia, they went through seven batters in the first inning. Only put up one run. Bounced right back from Talley. Remains 2-2 on the count. Coulterman looking for his first strikeout of the game, and he gets it. Strikeout swinging, and now Aiden Talley will step up, and the ninth batter in the order. Quentin Aldifer gets prepared to come up on deck. Jackson Coulterman Jackson Coltman delivers and gets the check swing up high off Aiden Sally. And that will ring up for strike number one on the count. So it's now 0-1. Coltman shuffles his feet on the mound. Takes a breath. Now leads his left foot forward from the stretch. He deals another fastball. Just too much heat behind. Sally is struggling to catch up with it. 0-2 now the count. Can Coltman get a three-pitch strikeout? Yes, he can. And again, Coltman is one of those guys who, as the game goes on, he can progressively get better and better from the mound. And you look back at his first two batters, he had hit both of them, and now he has struck out back-to-back. We'll see how this confidence continues to soar through this young man. Coltman, 86 strikeouts on this season. First pitch to Alderfer here outside. The next pitch is barreled right behind the second baseman, and Alderfer gets his first hit of the game against Jackson Coltman. Jackson Coltman lined just his second hit of the game. Alderfer, he has reached base now twice. Throw back to first, and Alderfer has seen Centralia once this season, but Alderfer, he is one that tries to manipulate the base pass as much as he can. He got caught stealing in the first inning. He was the first out of the game. Chop foul out of the fence. Now 0-1 counting against Sagan Ronnebaum. Ben Havercamp is on deck, and then in the hole is Henry Heidemann. Oh-one count for Ronnebaum. Coltman takes his look back to first, and then he delivers straight back down. Just goes under the near left of the window for ball one. 1-1 count. Coltman has the ball behind his back, now brings it in front. A throw back to first, looking for the back pick, and was not on time. Alderfer slides back in, and he is safe. A 2-1 count. Jackson Coltman delivers a heater. It is soared up into the air. It looks like it's going between center left and diving for it. Not able to make the play. It'll drop down for a hit. It will turn to a double for Dagan Ronnebaum. But Quinton Alderfer was not able to score off of it because he was unsure if the center fielder, Honus, is going to be able to get it, and Honus is down on the field. He had a long stretch for the ball, and he fell down really awkward when coming down in that. Mike, we'll see here. It looks like the head coach, Kufall, will come out, but Honus looks like he is in extreme pain. He is strapped to the ground. He's moving. He's just rolling over his left arm right now. So we'll take a 60-second break, and we'll be back here in just a little bit. The score is 3-1. We are in the top of the second with two down. It's the Omega Buffaloes who lead. The situation is one on third and one on second with Havercamp up to bat.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank & Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank & Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfia in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfia.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available. And come grow with Alfia.
The place for everything local. Kansaland Radio, 92.1 KMZA, Seneca.
So Maddox Honus gets helped up by his head coach. He's now kind of standing out between center and left field. And, wow, look at that. What an incredible moment right there. Maddox Onis, after taking what looked like possibly a game-ending fall in tumble, he gets back up. He bats the back of his head coach, says, "Coach, I'm ready to go back out in center field." Absolutely incredible right there to see from that young man, a sophomore who's had such great strength in the season. I remember calling his first home run this year, and of his career, it was just a little bit in the season ago. It was an awesome moment to get into cover, and he sent that blast all the way out to center left field. So to see him stay out there in the game is a big moment for him. Looks like he's got a little bit of a limp, but for the most part, he's doing good. Again, he kind of fell on that left shoulder, but he's good out in center. Great to see you. Well, we continue things here. It's two down in the top of the second. 3-1, Onega does lead. Strike call. It's a 1-2 count now against Ben Haverkamp. Excuse me, 1-1 count against Haverkamp. That is a strike point number one. His runner on second and third. Fastball delivered near the ankles. That's now 2-1 on the count for Ben Haverkamp. Jackson Coulterman to delivery. The inside four-seamer knots it up to a 2-2. And now Coulterman has a chance to wrap up the inning with a bow. And it's a pop-up in the left side field. And it will go out. So still deadlocked at 2-2 on the count. Is two outs in the top of the second. An RBI chance, though, for Haverkamp. It's lifted up into right field. It's playable, and it is picked up easily from Dylan Magnet. That's why they call him the Magnet. It just goes right to him. That ends the top of the second. It is 3-1. Onega still leads by two. They will look to extend here in the bottom half of this inning here on KMZA.
Get your garden seeds this year at Souther Building Supply in Seneca. They have bulk garden seed as usual, and this year they're also stocking individual seed packages. See their great display and selection. Get your garden seed planned and growing with quality seed from Souther Building Supply. And if you need any hand tools, hoses, or other accessories, they can help you with that too. Stop in Souther Building Supply and look over their garden seed selection and get your garden growing. Souther Building Supply in Seneca.
A Grimm's Gardens employee evolution.
My name is Casey Martineau. I work with Grimm's Gardens. I'm an ISA certified arborist. One of my biggest goals coming back and working with Grimm's was to get a tree care department established in this area. Most people know Grimm's Gardens as the garden center or nursery. We'd really like to get the word out that our tree care department is up and running, looking to expand and help the community.
Learn more at grimmsgardens.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KMZA for the MSC Sports Radio Network. We're in the bottom of the second where the Onega Buffaloes have the lead and the bat. They are up 3-1 here on MSC Sports Radio Network. And Maddox Onis, the one who just went down in center field. Again, he took a hard landing when trying to dive for a ball out in center left. He was able to get back up and get back into the motion of playing, and here he goes. He leads off the bottom of the second here from the eighth spot with Burgess on deck. First pitch to Honus goes low. I mentioned I had Honus' first home run call this season, I believe also of his career, which was also really awesome to see. He has only recorded one home run this year, and it's the one I was at, so I'm not sure if it is a tell of the tale. We'll see if that works out again, but I'm sure with the tough wind that has been mildly pushing inwards, I doubt anything that gets out the 360 defense. Last ball just now, it's 2-1 against Max Honus. Now next up, the kick and delivery chopped up high. It's now we a 2-2 count, but I think this one might just be caught, and yes it is. Stepping out and making the play is Aiden Sally from first base. And that retires the first one up in the bottom of the second. Now Xavier Burgess, the designated hitter, comes up in the bottom of the order, a sophomore who is recognized as a honorable mention in the All-State classification, as well as he was honored in the Twin Valley League in the second team as a DH as well. Next pitch delivered against Burgess inside for a fastball. And it's now a 1-1 count. Burgess, he bats just .268 this season, 19 hits, 21 RBIs, and a double. Next pitch, left outside, in the quarter zone of the box. Now 2-1 against Burgess. High stance to delivery, fouled straight back, just chipped it off the quarter length of the barrel, and fouled it straight to the right. Burgess now caught up on a 2-2 count. One down already in the bottom of the second. And Haverkamp delivers the knee-high low fastball. And that will pull up the count on 3-2. Burgess has the chance to walk. He has walked 13 times this year. Here's the pitch. He swings and misses, but it's a dropped. They get him on a dropped strikeout, but the play is made. Becker has the throw on time to Aiden Sally. So the strikeout is put down on the track, on the stat sheet for Haverkamp. That is his first recorded strikeout of the game. He has given up 3 runs, all earned, 4 hits, and a strikeout. But so far, 1.2 innings. First pitch against Colchman, back at the top of the order, goes in for a strike call. Now a quick reset and deal by Haverkamp. It goes off the interior shoulder of Colchman, and he takes off and has first base. Colchman has now reached twice today. Colchman has only been hit by a pitch 4 times this season. LJ Kelzer next up to bat. Refixing the gloves, the white stained gloves. I'm sure when you're a baseball player, probably everything's about stains. And mom's probably not happy. LJ Kelzer. 0-1 now takes the 0-2, but a throw is not on time to second base, and the steal is accomplished by Colchman. Colchman now has 3 steals on the game. LJ Kelzer is on an 0-2 count, but an RBI opportunity is on the horizon. He chops it. A play is playable, and it looks like Colchman is just jogging to home plate, but that is the last out of the inning. So a ground out by Kelzer goes to the pitcher. Colchman had an early takeoff and could have rounded easily and scored. But that will end the inning, so no runs, no hits, no errors, and 1 left on base for the Buffaloes. It is 3-1. Onega still leads over the Central Atlanta Panthers. We head up into the top of the third here on KMZA.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
At Community Healthcare System, your well-being is at the heart of everything that we do. The Family Medicine Team provides comprehensive primary care tailored to your individual needs through every phase of life. From wellness checks and health screenings to treating illnesses and injuries, CHCS delivers a wide spectrum of services to support whole health for the whole family, including obstetrics and newborn care. With multiple locations throughout Northeast Kansas, we offer convenient scheduling to ensure you get the care you deserve exactly when you need it. CHCS, whole family health, inspired by you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We continue things here in the top of the third. It is 3-2-1. The Onega Buffaloes lead over the Central Panthers. Panthers bat with Henry Heidemann leading off the third inning in the fourth hole. Plenty up next, Chagrady Becker in the hole, and cleaning up will be Isaac Reinicke. First pitch is way behind Heidemann, and it hits the backstop. A little bit to the right of the backstop, hitting the fence. Now 1-0 count. Henry Heidemann delivers a high fastball. So he gets delivered a high fastball. That's Jackson Colterman. Kind of impressive if he was pitching to himself. But no, it's Colterman pitching to him. That's not the inside pitch. And now that's some Heidemann up on a 3-0 count. We'll see if Heidemann applies the brakes on the 3-0, and Jackson Colterman delivers the inside fastball for strike number one. And we still yet to see today too many four-pitch walks. That time we see the five-pitch walk, and Henry Heidemann will take a hard jog to first base with a leadoff walk to start the third inning. Now Jacob Plenty, an all-league player in about every regard, in every sport. Plenty reached his first time in the first inning off a walk. He was left stranded on second base. In fact, all three were left stranded in the first inning for the Panthers. Next pitch outside as well. 2-0 count against Plenty. Jackson Colterman delivers a chest-high fastball, but just to the right outside of the window. Plenty, a left-handed hitter, so that far right outside would be the farthest point from him. And now relocating that fastball into the interior. Now Plenty's on a 3-1 count. Next delivery is inside for strike number two. It's a full count now against Jacob Plenty. Runner on first, no outs, top of the third. Next pitch, fastball, and that is just slightly out of the reach of the window. And Plenty will walk. So back-to-back walks here. Colterman has had four walks this game and two hit-by-pitches. He has allowed three hits as well. But just one run given up, two strikeouts. So Colterman, despite kind of a lot of rattling here, mentally maybe, still kept it pretty clean. First pitch against Grady Becker is rattled for strike one. Next one delivered is just below the knees for ball one. Becker also walked on his last time up. Next one just at the eye level of Becker. That's now 2-1 on the count. And Colterman, with just such great spin and release on his four-seam, just having to relocate that ball inside, and there he goes. He just puts it right down Broadway. And when you see the spin off that ball, just the pure fire alone, if you can get that pitch down the middle, Colterman's got a deadly fastball. Air full count now against Grady Becker. No outs. Chasing the first. Colterman, it pops up down the left line, and it will go foul. Jackson Colterman, stepping back onto the dirt mound, takes a quick peek back at second base, takes a second look, and now delivers straight down Broadway for the strikeout. Third strikeout of the game, and 87 of the season for Jackson Colterman. What a year for Colterman and his ability to deal from the mound. First pitch against Reinicke, in for strike one. Reinicke, the right fielder. Second pitch delivery, it is a high fly ball inside the field in the dirt portion. And it is put down from Isaac Wagner. So back-to-back outs, a K and a pop-out. And now Tyron Talley steps up to the plate. With two outs and a runner on first and second. Be another successful inning for Colterman to get through. And it looks like losing the eye of a ball is Hopsless. It was the fastball that went past him. He was completely unaware that it bounced to his left. He took a complete 180 spin and looked behind him. It'll go down as a pass ball. Heidemann now on third base and Plenty now on second. So the runners are in scoring position for Tyron Talley, but there are two outs on the board, so sacrifice won't do. Talley's got to put it in play. He has a hard swing and a miss for strike number one. So 1-1 count for Tyron Talley. Colterman does a couple of head nods and now delivers, and that's another one delivered with nothing but straight heat behind it. You can almost see the tail coming off the Comet with the spin of the fastball. Here's the next one, just too low and into the dirt. And it's 2-2 now against Tyron Talley. This is to in the top of the third. Fastball delivered, chopped up in the air. It looks playable. It's cleared away from the shortstop, and it is put down by L.J. Kelter. That will end the top of the third. There is no runs, no hits, no errors, and two left on base for the Panthers. They have left a total already today of seven runners on base with only one run on the board. They're down 3-1. We go into the bottom of the third, and they get up to bat here on KMZA.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Imagine stepping into your backyard and stepping into paradise every single day. Lamberson Construction builds custom in-ground pools designed just for you. Crystal blue water, the features you want, and memories that last a lifetime. Your backyard oasis starts with the experience of Lamberson Construction. So swim into your own story, because you deserve to enjoy your time. Lamberson Construction. Start turning your dreams into reality. LambersonConstruction.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Onega leads 3-1, heading up into the bottom of the third over Centralia. Here's the pitch from Haverkamp. It is low and underneath the buckle of Magnet, and it's taken for ball number one. So on Magnet, his first time off of a single. Again, he's been hit 20 times this year off hit by pitch. He leads the state in hit by pitches, which is not the category you probably want to be a part of, but I guess it looks good for your OPS percentage. One count. Next up delivery, a high and fastball near the shoulder length. It's now a 2-1 count against Dylan Magnet. High rise delivery, but low on the cut. And that's now a 3-1 count for Dylan Magnet to fight. Magnet taking up nearly the entire box with a large lunge and holds off on the fourth ball and takes it for the walk. And now the wind's starting to pick up. It's starting to get a little kind of wet outside. First pitch against Hoffless is for strike one. Now we're looking at that complete count coverage. That is when we started today in our playing game. It was nothing but pure sun. And now here a slide into second base for the steal, and it's good for our Dylan Magnet. The Magnet gets to second base. No outs, but it's an 0-2 count for Casey Hoffless to battle. Hoffless. The orange gloves, the orange on the helmet, and the orange on the bat. It's all orange. Holds off on the outside fastball. Australia Panthers wearing the orange tops and the black bombs with the orange stripes and white trim. The Onega Buffaloes wear the white tops and bombs with black and orange trim. And a hard swing and a miss for Casey Hoffless. He goes down swinging for the first out in the bottom of the third. Now, Keegan Bangerberg comes up. And his last time up, he had a sacrifice grounder to first base. He managed to score Dylan Magnet. Magnet, who right now sits at second base. Keegan Bangerberg, 1-0. Next pitch delivered inside, framed well by Brady Becker. It's now 1-1. Bennenberg has 13 RBIs this season. He's going to look for number 13 here, 14. Pitch behind Becker. The catcher. And now it's 2-1 on Bennenberg. Haverkamp takes a snap look back behind, then delivers it low, a touch beneath the knees for ball three on Vandenberg. So 3-1 count against Vandenberg. A large lead off of the second base bag by Magnet. Next delivery goes in for strike number two. It's a full count against Keegan Vandenberg. A runner is in scoring position with one out in the bottom of the third. Skipped off the dirt, and that will allow Vandenberg to take first base. Runner now on first and second, and Cameron Kamer comes up to bat with on deck Isaac Wegner, Max Honus in the hole, and Burgess number 9 in the order, cleaning it up. So the freshman Kramer has a runner in scoring position. Holds off, and the strike is in, but a throw is not on time to third base, and that allows a double takeoff. Vandenberg was able to get to second off the steal from Magnet. So runners are now on second and third with one out, and showing bunt is Kramer, a throw to third base, nearly tagging Magnet, but Magnet is able to stay safe. Head coach Adam Bufall goes up and discusses with him, and Magnet is covered with nothing but dust from head to toe on the jersey. Next pitch, the bunt is laid down, that'll score one, the throw is on time to first base. And Kramer will get credited with a sacrifice grounder to third base, or first base. And that's exactly what Keegan Vandenberg did in the first inning. Not quite a bunt, but he laid down a single to first base. And that was just about what he wanted to do. And Kramer, he's a left-handed batter, so he had to angle his bat to the right to force it to go down that right line. But also, Magnet just had such a impeccable lead from the third base bag that is practically a jog for him to get home. Now Nega leads 4-1, the bottom of the third with two outs. Haverkamp looks at the third base bag and pitches, and it rides off the top barrel of the bat against Isaac Wegner for strike number one. Isaac Wegner, the junior for Onega. This season batting a 391 with 11 hits. And this next pitch inside for strike two. 0-2 count. Haverkamp. The pitch chopped up. It rolls off the back of the mound. It has to be on time the first to end the inning. And it is Heideman firing it to Aiden Sally. Onega Buffaloes only managed to score one run off one hit with no errors and just one left on base. And the bottom of the third is 4-1. Onega leads over Centralia. We head up to the top of the fourth here on KMZA.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Hey,
Has your job situation changed? Or maybe you would like to take steps to change your situation. Now is the time to get the education required to switch careers. Contact Highland Community College Technical Center in Atchison for information regarding technical programs and schedules. Technical programs can be completed in 1 to 2 years, and financial aid is available. Programs include auto tech, business, construction, electrical, HVAC, LPN to RN, practical nursing, and more. Go to highlandcc.edu and click on Technical Center under the Locations tab for more information.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We're back here in the top of the fourth. Onega leads 4-1 over Centralia. Goldsman on the mound, pitching here to Siren and Sally. Pitching the first one in for a strike one. The second one also for a strike two, just slowing behind them back to back. And for any of my train fanatics out there, the train has made its fourth appearance of the day. And quite the lot of appearances and announcements. Foul off the left side from Tyron Talley. We have successfully seen the train in each game today. It's almost like a mascot here when you're down here at the Frankfurt Wildcats baseball diamond. It's not unusual to see it probably two times a game. Third pitch outside against Talley, and now Colterman recollects in deals. Just slow for ball number two. And there goes the train. Jackson Colterman delivering as a high fly chop behind for foul ball. It's tied 2-2. And I definitely got to wonder what it's like to be a batter having a train constantly run through the back and make its presence. But here a center shot from Kaysen Huffless. Excuse me. Aiden Sally. Aiden Sally records the hit. And it's Tyron Sally, who was the last one out in the third inning. We now back up to the top of the order for the Centralia Panthers to Quinton Aldifer. Right-handed batter who's lobbing the bat over his right shoulder and holds back for a strike one call. Just down the middle. 1-1 count. Next one rides inside. It's now 2-1. And Jackson Colterman puts himself back on the mound of dirt and quickly delivers. It is another hot shot out to right center. Just another ground layer just rolling across the ball, rolling across the ground like a skipping stone across water. So Aldifer in the fourth reaches off a single. Now back-to-back singles here from Sally and Aldifer. Runners on first and second with no out in the top of the fourth. First pitch to run a bomb out of the area, 1-0. Jackson Colton quick to collect and now refiring again. Fouled straight back for strike one against Stegen Ronnebaum. And I always go back to one of my favorite calls. I had the football season, which was my thief in the night. And I referenced that when Dagan Ronnebaum had a strip fumble on a special teams recovery on deep kickoff and was able to take it back to the house. And to be honest, I don't think anyone knew that he was there in the pile, and no one knew that he was in the end zone until he was showing, hey, I got the ball in the end zone. So it was definitely an impressive play, but again, that just goes to the extent of the athleticism of Ronnebaum and his ability to play with light feet as well as his quickness. Umpire is correcting his face mask right now behind the plate. It's a 2-2 count against Jake and Ronnebaum, and on deck is Ben Haverkamp with in the hole is Henry Heidemann. And moments like this where you have a little bit of a delay, you feel like this would be the appropriate time for the train to come back in. and give a little bit of a halftime show. 2-2 count against Sagan Rannebaum. Jackson Coulterman delivers way upstairs, just probably over the roof. And that fills the count on Sagan Rannebaum. I'll see if Jackson Coulterman can put this one down the chimney this time. It is chopped at the fireplace, and the wood sparks up as a foul ball. It's a foul count here for Sagan Rannebaum. Still searching for the first out of the top of the fourth here as Jackson Coulterman on the ball behind his back and now collects in front, delivers a slicer, dropping out to left field, dropping directly in front of Keegan Vandenberg, and that was a straight shot single that progressed everybody one base path. So three straight singles. You wonder if it's time for Centralia to release the album. And, well, this time collecting all together, it's going to be the Onega Buffaloes at the mound. And they're going to discuss here with Jackson Coulterman. Unsure what the move would be here for Coach Adam Kufall. There's no outs right now. A runner located on each base. It's Aiden Talley at third. Fitzgerald for its second, and Sagan Rannebaum at first. It's been three straight singles. It is 4-1. The Onega Buffaloes still do lead this in the top of the fourth, but Centralia, with simply one big hit, could easily clear the base path and tie this game 4-4. There's a chance you could be optimistic for a grand slam, but with a 15-mile-per-hour headwind going into the infield, it would take a lot of power to drive that out to 360. Next pitch. I suppose if you took a look into one of those torpedo bats, you might be able to make that hit out of there. You might. Swing and a miss. And 1-1 count here for Ben Haverkamp. The bases are loaded with no outs for Haverkamp. Next pitch skips in the dirt. It's a pitcher versus pitcher battle as Haverkamp has been on the mound through so far three innings against the Panthers and has a chance to get himself some run support. Pitch rides far behind Haverkamp. It's now a 3-1 count. And struggling this game with walks has been Coulterman. He has pitched a total of four walks in this game. Next pitch, this one shuffled out to right. It drops right in front of Reinicke. And it looks like just one will only score. So it is just chipping away with singles. Four straight. Throw back to first. So a throw to a third base bag, and now running onto the second and able to get there was Haverkamp. Looks like taking a run bomb. Got out. I'm not sure what I missed. I mentioned this kind of earlier that I can't see what's happening on the right side of the field due to kind of being set behind the bullpen. So I'm not sure where the out was founded. Throw all the way home after a sacrifice fly from Henry Heidemann. That will score Quinton Altifer, though. Now, Ben Haverkamp is at third base. And just like that, the Centralia Panthers made the most out of the bases being loaded and have scored two runs. They're still down by one, 4-3 in the top of the fourth with two down. For Jackson Coulterman, you would love to exit this with just the damage dealt to two. Strike one here against Plenty. Second pitch rides the same wave. A runner is in scoring position on third base. It's Heidemann. So Flinty just has to make contact. Contrelli has started this top of the inning with four straight singles, and they have rocked and rolled since. That is a gone golf swing from Jacob Flinty to end the inning for the Centralia Panthers. That is the fourth strikeout of the game reported for Jackson Coulterman, and Coulterman allows just only two runs in the inning off four hits, no errors, and one kept on base. It's 4-3. The Onega Buffaloes still lead. We head into the bottom of the fourth here on MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
C&K Service in Sabetha wants to help you maintain your vehicle at its highest level of performance. Find out the many ways at their easy-to-navigate website, cktireservice.com. Real pricing on name-brand tires are at your fingertips. View current promotions for more savings and request a quote. All services are listed for your convenience at cktireservice.com. Schedule your appointment online or call 284-2694. That's 284-2694. C&K Service on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha, helping you get there safely.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, in alternating innings, Maddox Onis has led off. He led off the second. Now he leads off in the eighth hole in the fourth. First pitch is called a strike. It's 4-3. The Onega Buffaloes lead by one in the bottom of the fourth. They go over Centralia. Haverkamp still working from the stretch, and that is a second strike delivered right down the pipe. And it's now 0-2 for Honus. His last time up, he popped out to the first base back. It was just actually going foul, but it was a great play by Aiden Sally to adjust himself and make the play on the far right side of the stripe. 1-2 count now for Honus, and that's a big swing and a miss. And that will strike out Honus. He is now 0-2 on the game. Xavier Burgess, the ninth hole batter, comes up. And on deck is Jackson Coulterman and L.J. Kelter in the hole. Haverkamp has reported now his second strikeout of the game. Oh, and look at that. That is appearance number five. We have another train appearance. Was starting to get a little worried we wouldn't see him again. First pitch to Burgess goes out. It's now 1-0. And to the next one. Swing on a miss. And, you know, I kind of feel at this point that I should maybe start considering to train my color commentator. However, he's not doing a great job today. 1-1. Underneath the zone, for ball 2, 2-1 count against Xavier Burgess. 2-1 count. Swing out, and that one, don't hit the train. That is where that one was fouled straight back to. If you're here for train jokes, then that's what you should expect here on KMZ 92.1, especially when we're lying down here in Frankfurt. Home of the train is at least what I want to call it. Goes right past the ball diamond. Next pitch down under below of Burgess' strike zone. Now it's a full count, 3-2. Burgess, the DH, has struck out his first at-bat, and he's searching for a hit on his second. Here's the pitch, and he is just behind the heater on Haverkamp, and now Haverkamp, for the first time this game, has dealt back-to-back Ks. And, of course, when you get some offensive momentum going, I feel like most pitchers, they can use that to cling on to on the defensive side of things. And here you're seeing Haverkamp have some stellar play from the mound. Jackson Coulterman, now up at the top of the order here. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Pitch just outside, but caught and blocked by Becker. It's 2-0. 2-0 count. The head nod from Haverkamp. Now the wind and delivery is way up near the collarbone. Coulterman. And it's now 3-0. Coulterman reached last time from the hit-by-pitch. This time, chance to a walk. He chops it and bloops it out to center field, and it falls right in front of Dagan Rondebaum. Now with two outs, Coulterman reaches base for the single. Coulterman, he has had two hits today and reached base three times. He has scored just once. He has stolen second base, though, twice. He is at three steals, and he's already pulling a six-foot lead off the first base bag. He's kind of shuffling like a Mario Goomba, just kind of maybe a crab, if you will, just back and forth, back and forth, just keeping it light with the legs and chopping them, keeping a little bob in his step. 1-0 count right now against Kowser, and then they slide in on Coulterman to the first base back. Coulterman now goes back out to doing his little dance outside the first base bag, trying to look for that second base steal. It is popped up. He is taking up the second base. He will be on time to first to end the inning on the ground out from L.J. Kelzer. So no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on base. It is 4-3. The Onega Buffaloes still lead here as we head up into the top of the fifth here on KMZA.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Canyon Olberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need two forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Darren Rondebaum at Precision Aerial Ag to let you know we have expanded our pilot staff to provide better service to our customers. Our team is comprised of experienced personnel who understand timely application on your fields. That's why at Precision Aerial Ag, our focus is always on delivering precise, efficient, and timely services. Whether you're looking to boost crop production or manage pastures, give us a call at Precision Aerial Ag, 785-294-0975. That's 785-294-0975.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to high school regional baseball coverage. Again, the winner of this matchup between the Onega Buffaloes and the Centralia Panthers will move on to Monday in the semifinal round of the 1-2A regionals hosted by Rossville this year. Of course, this first round set of games on this side of the bracket all being played up here at Frankfurt. As Frankfurt holds the number one seed, they got to host their game, and they got to also bring up the 5-4 seed, Onega Buffaloes and the Centralia Panthers. Onega, they lead by 1-4-3. And it's the Centralia Panthers up to bat. Centralia, they scored two runs off four hits in the last inning. They had four straight singles to start the inning, and then they recorded a defensive shutout in the bottom of the fourth, just allowing one hit from Jackson Coulterman and leaving him stranded. So Grady Becker, Isaac Reinecke, and Tyron Talley off the bat with Aiden Talley cleaning up at the bottom of the order. First pitch to Becker is inside for a fastball strike. Next one is up high, and actually here we have a pitching change. It's actually now taking over Kaysen Huffless, the sophomore. So the pitcher, Huffless, comes in and now pitches for Coulterman. Coulterman finishes with four innings pitched and three earned runs, four walks, three strikeouts, two hit batters. 3-1 count against Grady Becker. Next pitch, chopped and foul to the left. Looks like Jackson Coulterman is now the one catching. I believe that is the only defensive change here. I'll have to verify afterwards. Here, the mask is taken off, and the throw to the first base is not on time. And that is going to allow the drop strike to be a run recorded. Not a run record, but a runner to get on. So a pinch runner comes in. It's Mason McClain for the Centralia Panthers, the sophomore. He pinch runs in for Grady Becker at first base, and Upless puts the throw back onto it. So it's not Coulterman catching. Firm defense alignment after this inning. And take off from the wild pitch. It's McClain taking second base. Ryan Aki on a 1-0 count. Up next is Tyron Talley. Big lead off a second for McClain. Huffless looks back, and now he delivers in front. And it's now 2-0. And Huffless this season is 5-3. Of course, if he can hold things down, the win would go to Jackson Coulterman. And if he would complete the game from here, he would get a save. Which Huffless has not recorded a save yet this season. Next pitch outside, 3-1 count on Isaac Reinicke. Runner on second, no outs. Here's the pitch, just underneath the knees, and that will be a walk on Reinicke. So Reinicke walks. McLean's on second, and Tyron Talley has a runner on first and second with no out. Centralia with their chance to respond and take the lead with the go-ahead run on first. Hopless collects and now deals to a chest-high fastball, but just an inch above the zone and does not get the strike call. Jason Hopless, next delivery. It is hung up in the air out to the left field. It's playable out and left and is put down by Keegan Vandenberg. Now Aiden Talley steps up to bat. He is 1-for-2 in this game. He has a single and a strikeout. He struck out his first at bat out in the second inning. He was the second one to strike out. It was when Coulterman had back-to-back strikeouts. Starts to really feel him get into his groove. But, of course, Coulterman coming out early here, just after four innings pitched. And it's now Huffless to try to take things over and clean it up. And this season, Huffless, he has recorded 44 Ks on the year, the second most on the team, as well as just 32 walks and 26 earned runs. He has went 44.2 innings. He's a ERA of 4.07. He is around back-to-back strikes on Aiden Talley. Talley on an 0-2 count. Strikeout 45 of the year incoming. Looking for. And it is fouled straight back. Aiden Talley fighting the bat against a tough strikeout pitcher like Casey Huffless, who, mind you, is just a sophomore. Has faced 233 batters this season. Next pitch is upstairs. Now ball two. First ball. It's a 1-2 count. I flipped it. Upless flips it on the pitch and trying to get the strikeout. They will get reported the strikeout. It was a drop strike, but because the first base bag was occupied, it's an automatic out. but Isaac Reinicke was able to go and take second. Now Grady Becker's on third, Reinicke's on second. There is two down, and Talley strikes out for Huffles' 45th of the season, and now Quinton Aldifer has a runners in scoring position opportunity. Aldifer has reached base all three times, hit by pitch, and back-to-back singles from the second and fourth inning. Now he's here in the fifth with a chance to prove a big shot. And that is lined out to the shortstop. A big-time play from L.J. Kelter, who was playing second base. And that will end the top of the fifth. It is 4-3. The Onega Buffaloes maintain the lead here on the MSU Sports right now. We're back after this. Again, 4-3, Onega leads.
Hello, this is Lori Neiman, Certified Dietary Manager at the Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, all residents are treated the same meals for everyone. We do our best to ensure residents eat what they want from a full menu options, and they eat where they want with several different locations in the building to choose from. We have an always available menu with kiosks down each hall with refrigerators and microwaves for residents to eat and drink when they want at any time, day or night. Don't settle for less. Come and see what the Life Care Center of Seneca has to offer today. 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
Drive a little to save a lot at Prairie Bend One Stop, just 5 miles south of Holton on Highway 75. It's the 9th annual, now that's what I call a mushroom contest, going on now until the end of May. Think you found the biggest or smallest mushroom? First place, $100 fuel voucher. Second place, a $50 fuel voucher. Third place, a $25 fuel voucher. And the smallest mushroom will be a $20 voucher plus binoculars. All winners will also get a week of free lunches, including a fountain drink and a roller grill item. Going on now through the end of May at Prairie Bend One Stop, just 5 miles south of Holton on Highway 75. See store for rules and call.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We enter the bottom of the fifth on the MSC Sports Radio Network. A hopper that goes off the left knee of Heidemann goes down for a hit for Dylan Magnet. His first pitch, he straps it straight to the shortstop, and it just ricochets right off the left knee of Heidemann. Took a nice candy hop on the inside of the field. So no outs, a leadoff single, and Case Knuffles is now up to bat. First pitch, low inside for ball one. On deck is Keegan Benenberg. Next pitch, outside. Back pick attempt, back to first, and Magnet is safe. But Huffles here on a 2-0 count. And first time this season, been able to appreciate some beautiful stage lights that fly to the field, as well as a nice orangey color of the sky. Taking off to second base, that is on time on the throw by Grady Becker. That gets Dylan Magnet caught stealing. Now, both teams have had a player who have been caught stealing on second base. It's a good way to record the first out of the bottom of the fifth for Centralia. Defensively, both these teams have been playing to such a quality level. Next pitch also outside against Huffles. 3-1. Here's the delivery. And that one's all the way up in the air. It's getting tracked down by Haverkamp, and Haverkamp, he still going strong from the mound. Again, Goldman, he only went 4 innings for Onega, but Haverkamp, despite giving up 4 runs at this point, has been able to keep things pretty knit and tuck. And a fastball delivered down the middle. That strikes out Case Knuffles. Looking. That is now 5 strikeouts on the game for Haverkamp. And Haverkamp, he gave up 3 runs and 4 hits in the first inning. And after that, he has only given up 1 run and 2 hits in the last 3.2 innings. First pitch against Benenberg is below the knees for ball one. And Benenberg steps out. Takes a couple of practice swings and Reed comes in, chokes high up in the box and low on the barrel of the bat. And second pitch is taken for a strike. It's now 1-1 against Keegan Vandenberg. High rise, now delivery looking low. It's a chopper that skips off the second baseman. That is another hot shot single on the infield. And Aldifer was trying to make the scoop and play. Just unfortunately for him, it was just kind of too hard to play off the hop. The hot hop, I should say. Keegan Vandenberg, 5-foot lead off of first base as the pitch is delivered to Cameron Kramer for ball one. Onega leading 4-3 in the bottom of the fifth. Two down. Onega batting. Haverkamp delivering for Centralia. Goes down Broadway for strike one on the count. Now evened up at 1-1 against Cameron Kramer, the freshman. Kramer, who has had a single and as well as a sacrifice grounder. Fouling straight back for strike two. 1-2 count now, and Haverkamp is searching for strikeout number 6, and to also get out of this inning. The pitch, and behind on the fastball is Cameron Kramer. That is 6 strikeouts on the game for Ben Haverkamp. He's getting into a mojo. However, the Centralia Panthers still need to get some runs up on the board. They're down by 1. 4-3 as we head up to the top of the 6th. It's the Panthers who take over at the at-bat, though, here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers 3 storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gherkin.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gherkin storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We're just here trying to finish out the semifinal brackets. It looks like Eskridge and Mission Valley will be taking on Rossville at Rossville next Monday at 3:30 p.m. That will be the second game of the semifinals. To move on to the championship game. Of course, the first game that day will be played at 2 o'clock. That is the team that will win today between Onega and Centralia. Whoever wins this gets to move on and continue the postseason push. They will take on Frankfort, a familiar Twin Valley League opponent. We enter the top of the 6-4-3. Onega still holding on to their one-run lead. For Centralia, Dagan Ronnebaum up. First pitch to him outside for ball one. Ben Haverkamp on deck. Henry Heidemann in the hole, and Jacob Plenty cleaning it up. And a hard swing and a miss for the swipe. And Ronnebaum is now on a 1-1. Ronnebaum, this is his fourth time at the plate. He is 2-for-2 at bat with a double and a single. He has been left stranded both times. His only time he has scored when he was hit by a pitch in the first inning, stole second, and was able to get put in. Fouled back, Ronnebaum now 1-2. Ronnebaum, the center fielder for the Panthers. He's 2-for-2 so far, takes another high chop. and it kicks out to the right for another foul ball. 1-2 count stays the same for Dagan Reinelbaum, and Casey Nuflis with his 45 strikeouts on the year, looking for 46, and that is just over the shoulder of Reinelbaum for ball two. The count's knotted up, but it's Huffless who wants to put the bow tie on it. Huffless collects, moves forward with his left foot, and delivers a low seam fastball. And that goes for ball three. A full count now against Dagan Reinelbaum. Huffless, his first full count he's had to deal with. Now, how does he do it? Delivers one down the middle, and Reinelbaum chops it right. And Reinelbaum, he has fouled off a multitude of pitches in this count. He's not going down without swinging, quite literally. Huffless, the pitch. And that will be a walk on a full count for Dagan Reinelbaum. Reinelbaum has now reached base all four times. Hey, Reinelbaum again, just a sophomore. And now Adam Kufall will talk to Jason Huffless, and it looks like he is already going to possibly take him out. I mean, he took the ball from him. I'm not sure if that's meaning that it's over for Huffless. Be interesting to see if maybe he's done. He took his glove off as well. Be interesting to see if that would be it for Huffless. He got his glove given right back to him. So it looks like Huffless will get replaced. So Huffless ends with two strikeouts and just one inning pitch. He only went through the fifth. He hadn't recorded any outs in this one. So defensive lineman here, Huffless, looks like might check out to first base. And coming in to pitch for the Onega Buffaloes will be Jacob Reinelbaum, who's been playing at first base. So Huffless will most likely here cover the first base bag, and Kelzer staying out in second base spot. So now went through three pitchers here for Centralia, and just taking a look at what Reinelbaum has done this season as a pitcher. He has pitched 18 innings. He's given up 10 runs, six of which have been earned, nine walks, and a total of six strikeouts. He has faced only a total of 79 batters. He's given up 16 hits. Reinelbaum, he is 2-0 in starts, though. And as he comes into this, again, he puts himself into a save situation if he can close out the game in the sixth and seventh inning. Right now, Reinelbaum still prepping to get ready, and while he does that, there is, again, or as a reminder, no outs. We are in the top of the sixth. Dagan Reinelbaum reached off the walk, and now it's Ben Haverkamp batting, Henry Heidemann on deck, Jacob Plenty in the hole, and Grady Becker spinning it up. So 4-3, Onega leads by one, and Centralia, they've tried chipping in the past couple innings, just have not been able to get that one run on the board to tie it. And the first delivery here by Reinelbaum is to the first baseman, trying to catch Dagan Reinelbaum. So Casey Nuflis is covering the first base back. And now Jacob Reinelbaum delivers. It's a high fly. Popped out. Foul ball. 0-1 here, the count. 0-1 on Ben Haverkamp. And Reinelbaum sets. He looks to first and throws and fires, but sliding in safe will be Dagan Reinelbaum. Already two throws back to first base from Jacob Rondebaum. He is really trying to pursue that out on Dagan. And Jacob will do it a third time, and the tag is applied. But, of course, with Dagan's speed, he's just able to get there faster. And Dagan's not really too far let off the bag. He's just probably about 6 feet. That's easily enough room for him to get back. There's the pitch. Upside for ball one. 1-1 count. Jacob, another look back at first base. And he throws it once again. He is just really persistent on seeing what he can do with that runner on first. And Dagan Rondebaum has had to slide it in the first four times. He is absolutely covered in dust. And the throw is to second base. It is not on time after the third pitch for a ball against Haverkamp. So Rondebaum is able to take second off a steal. Rondebaum, who has reached base four times today. Now it's Haverkamp, who swings and misses on a 2-1 count. That's now 2-2. Haverkamp, on his first two at-bats, he popped out to center and then to right field, and then in his third, in the fourth inning, he singled. Got all the way to the third base before being left there. Clearing the airway, it's the shortstop in Jackson Coulterman, who came in to play. So Coulterman can fill in that shortstop position. Kelter, he moved out to second base. The first out is down. Haverkamp, who pops up the shortstop. And a straight line shot. Man, that one was foul, but it almost hit the coach in the dugout. Man, that was just nothing but pure fire and the trail with the hook. Give it about another foot, and that entered the dugout. Henry Heidemann, after fouling it left, is now on an 0-1 count with a runner in second. That is the tying run. And Jacob Rondebaum unsets from the mound and then resets. He looks back at second base where Dagan dances with his right leg forward. And now a strike is delivered down the middle against Henry Heidemann. And Heidemann now has to protect down 0-2 on the count. Jacob Fluenty due up next. Looking for strikeout number 7 of the year. This one's lined right out into center left field. And Keegan Vandenberg wasn't able to match the hop on it. That will be the tying run to score from second as Henry Heidemann has a stand-up double. We are now tied at 4 apiece. It is 4-4 in the top of the sixth. You know, Jacob Fluenty's at bat. It's a high fastball that just sinks under the left shoulder of Fluenty, but it's just up too far in the zone. It's 1-0. Next pitch, delivered change up, a swing and a miss. It's a pass ball that's going to allow Heidemann to slide into third base, and now the Onega Buffaloes have the chance for the go-ahead run. And today, in all three games, we have yet to see a go-ahead run from a team who has trailed. So we'll see if Onega or Centralia could be the first to do it. With one down, the top of six. And Fluenty gets a fastball into his ankles nearly. And that's for ball two. 2-1 count for Jacob Fluenty, runner in scoring position, and a sacrifice via either a grounder or a popper could score here. Swing and a miss, going low with it. Fluenty puts himself on the 2-2 count. Ready up is Grady Becker on deck. The delivery is low near the socks, and that's now a full count put against Jacob Fluenty. 3-2, dangling the right arm. Now Jacob Rondebaum delivers a too high fastball, and Funty will be able to jog to first base. And here you're already seeing the difference in this game is the consistency that Centralia has been able to display both offensively and also defensively. After the first inning, it's been pretty much a mental reset for the Centralia team. And again, you bring up now here, they have tied it at 4-4 in the top of the sixth, one out. Swing the right arm in front. Jacob Ronnebaum takes an eye back at first, now delivers, and a bunt is shown and put down by Becker, but it is foul off to the right of the grass. Now, Grady Becker lightly jogs back to the box. Umpire hands him back his black bat. Becker taps both the left foot and right foot, both heels, before he puts it back behind his shoulder. Now he delivers a bunt. That will score the go-ahead run, and the throw is on time to first base. They do get the out on Grady Becker. So a sacrifice ground out to the third baseman in case Nuffless, but Henry Hyden is able to score the go-ahead run. So the Centralia Panthers take their first lead. They are now up 1-5-4 at the top of the sixth with two outs. Jacob Funty now also sits at second base with a 6-foot lead off the bag. First pitch to Isaac Reinicke is delivered too high inside for ball number one. Reinicke has had 3 plate appearances already. He has only reached once. He is 0-2 at the at-bat, though, with a ground out and a pop out. And Jacob Ronnebaum is moving around the mound now, finally gets back set on the mound plate. He takes a glance at second and delivers a fastball at the bottom barrel of the zone, and it goes in for strike one. It's a 1-1 count now against Reinicke. Still looking for strikeout number 7 of the year, and this is chopped and put out to the right of the Centralia dugout. It's a 1-2 count now for Isaac Reinicke. Jacob Ronnebaum in a huge moment here with a runner on second, trying to keep the damage dealt to just two in this inning. The pitch now fouled straight back once more. And you know Reinicke's not going to go down with a couple of hearty swings. Reinicke chopped it straight up in the air, possibly playable from third. Oh, two players collide into each other, and that did not look good on the Onega side. It was the catcher from Onega that did not call off the third baseman in Wegner, and both collided into each other. That is the second big fall we've seen from an Onega player. So we will take another timeout for injury here as Adam Kufall checks in with his player. The score is 5-4. Centralia Panthers have taken the lead in the top of the sixth. It is two outs in the top of the sixth as well. It is a 1-2 count against Reinicke with a runner on second, Jacob Plenty. We are back here in 60 seconds.
Are you planning to purchase or build a new home this year? Or maybe you want to unlock the equity in your current home to fund an addition or kitchen upgrade. This is Lynette Hiltebrand with First Heritage Bank, and our team of mortgage lenders are ready to find a solution that is tailored to your goals and financial situation. Whether it is new construction, a home remodel, or a purchase, we are here for you. Give us a call or stop by and let us help you get the home you deserve. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Player is still down for Onega near the Onega dugout. So just kind of off into the patch of grass. They've removed all of the catcher's gear. It is 5-4, and we return in the top of the sixth with two down for the Centralia Panthers. They have scored two runs in this inning and have been able to get themselves going. And now the player stands up. It was Cameron Kramer, the freshman, who had the collision. He went in to catch for Cason Huffless when Huffless went to pitch for Jackson Coulterman. Now possibly we'll see how they substitute the catcher. Maybe Huffless goes back to catching. Looks like for the Onega Buffaloes, they bring out Tristan Coleman, the sophomore, to come out and catch. This is the third catcher Onega has entered. They've had three catchers and three pitchers here come through today, but looks like Cameron Kramer was able to get back to the dugout and walk off just fine. Yeah, heard a little bit of a crowd appraisal and applause, and we've had quite a bit of those today, a couple of unfortunate collisions and balls and hits in this game. But it's good that no one's gotten hurt. As a reminder, the winner of this quarterfinals regional game here at Frankfort will move on in 4 days to play on Monday against Frankfort in the semifinals. First pitch goes low underneath Reineke. And we continue off Reineke's last count, so he's now 2-2. A runner on second with two outs. This one is hot line out to center. And that'll score one. Reineke will truffle his way to first base. And Jacob Plenty will score. Excuse me, Plenty did not score. He was coming around third, but then he was held last second. So Plenty, he resets himself back to the third base bag. Reineke takes off for second. So two outs, runner on the second and third. It's Reineke on second and Plenty on third. With a two-out scenario, and it's a 1-1 count against Tyron Talley now after he takes the second pitch for a ball. Talley in the top of the box, he's crowding it up nice, and now here he takes a swing and chips it for a miss. It's a 1-2 count now, Talley up against Talley. And right after Talley, it's Aiden Talley. Jacob Runnebaum, delivery is lifted up into right. It looks to be called fair for a hit. Down for a double for Tyron Talley. And that clears the bases. Jacob Plenty scores. Isaac Reineke runs on through as well. And just like that, the Centralia Panthers have responded. Once down, 3-1. And then 4-3. Here they put up four runs in the top of the sixth. And now it's the Panthers who lead by 3-7-4, their largest lead. And now Adam Kufall is talking to his pitcher, Jacob Ranabaum, and we may just see our fourth pitching change of the game. And yes, we do. We have our official fourth pitching change of the game for the Buffaloes. Now taking over, it will be Isaac Wegner, the third baseman. So we're going to see a lot of defensive alignment changes. So going back to first will be Jacob Ranabaum. It seems that Cason Huffless will go and defend first. And Kulturman still out at shortstop. Keltzer at second, and the outfield alignment is still the same with Vandenberg out in left, Honus out in center, and Magnet out in right. Right now, warming up, the fourth pitcher to come through here for Onega is Isaac Wegner, and looking at his stats on the season, on what he's been able to do, Isaac Wegner, he is 0-for-1 in his starts. He's only appeared in six games this season. Wegner, he has allowed 20 hits, 14 runs, 8 earned, 6 walks, and 10 strikeouts through 14 innings. He has faced just 74 batters. He is a junior. Let's see how Wegner can hold the ship down for 2 innings. But the win and save opportunity have both been exiled. Now Onega plays from behind by 3-7-4 in the top of the sixth. The 2 down. Contrella is still batting. Aiden Talley up with Quinton Aldifer doing the order, going back up to the top with Aldifer as we finish out the bottom with Aiden Talley. So I appreciate everyone staying tuned with us today. It's been a great broadcasting day. We've been on for about 6 hours now. It has been a cool 80, and we've fallen to about 70 with light breeze. 2 down, runner on second. The pitch delivered by Wegner, his first of the game, is knee low, and it is for ball 1 against Aiden Talley. And Aiden Talley has struck out twice today, as well as a single. He is 1-for-3 on the game. It was his second at-bat that he recorded the single, in which he also would go on to score. Next pitch outside. It was also that single that led off the fourth inning. It also sparked 4 straight singles for the Centralia Panthers, in which the Panthers would go on to score 2 runs in the fourth inning, but put them down 1, in which they have put up 4 in this inning to take the lead. Third pitch is right on in. It's a 2-1 count now for Aiden Talley to contest. Wegner just needing 1 out to get out of this inning. He takes a lunges stance and fires one just high of the strike zone. And it's a 3-1 count against Aiden Talley. And now for Centralia, you have really started to reach the breakers and dig into the Panthers' bullpen. And that is a walk issued against Aiden Talley off of ball 4. And Quinton Aldifer will come up to bat. This is the first time this game that the Centralia Panthers have had all 9 in their order take a plate appearance. As Quinton Aldifer is now up to bat. And then we'll go back up to start of the order in the sixth inning. And a warning just got issued from the umpire to the Centralia dugout for possibly taunting. Fastball outside against Aldifer is now the 1-0 count. Wagner just needing a solid contact pitch to just X out this inning. That is the contact you don't want to see, and that is lined straight down to center. Honus falls down again, but he's able to get up. But one run comes in to score. Tyron Talley around third and gets in. Aiden Talley now sits at third, and Quinton Aldifer is now at first off the single. Five hits in this inning and five runs. The Panthers have gotten hot. Their dugout, as you can hear to the right of me, has become ecstatic with energy. They are nothing but filled with momentum. And just taking a look at the up next batter here and Haverkamp, he is filled with nothing but joy coming up next. Right now it's taking Ronnebaum, who started this inning. And it takes a hard swing and a miss for strike one. And as he takes that swing and takes strike one, Quinton Aldifer was able to take off for second base and capture the steal. So a runner in scoring position for Ronnebaum to work with. The pitch is line center drive. It is rolling in the grass. It takes a hop before it reaches Honus, and that'll score run number nine. Excuse me, run number 9 and 10. It's a two RBI single. It's Quinton Aldifer, as you mentioned, he just stole second, and in a blink of an eye, I didn't even see him get home. He was just so fast. Ronnebaum, he has already gotten on plate twice in this inning alone. Dang it, Ronnebaum, he has reached play. He has reached first base five times in this game. And just like that, the Centralia Panthers have put up seven runs in the top of the sixth, most with two outs on the board. Wagner pitching to Haverkamp and records the first strike against him and another steal for Dagan Ronnebaum. Ronnebaum stole second as well in this same inning. He has stolen second three times today. Dagan is truly a thief in the night. Ben Haverkamp. Next pitch, way outside of the right. That puts it up to an even 1-1 against Ben Haverkamp. And the way this game started, you would have reckoned that would have been Onega to keep the hot at bat, but it's been Centralia who have been able to flow through with the sparks and the fireworks. And a take off the third base. That one might just be on time. Yes, it is. They capture Dagan Ronnebaum on his attempt on stealing third base. What a locate and pick off from Tristan Coleman to Huffless on the third base bag. It is 10-4. The Onega Buffaloes have not only taken the lead, but they have extended it to six. It is 10-4. We now go into the bottom of the sixth, where Onega will try to respond here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network, where it's a feel-good mood here for Centralia Panthers fans. They were once down by a 3-1 margin at one point, and then 4-3, but They were able to take things over in the top of the sixth with 7 runs off 6 hits. No errors and none left on base. The inning ended with Dagan Ronimon being caught at third base, but he was the one who started the inning off with a leadoff walk. And from there, it trickled down the lineup with nothing but pure momentum. And again, yeah, the energy, as you can hear, I am just feet away from the Centralia dugout. And it is nothing but pure excitement on this side of the board. Well, Onega has 6 more outs to work with. And the number 5 upset the number 4 to take on Frankfurt next Monday. We will see. First pitch to Wegner is fouled straight back for strike 1. And here we see finally a substitution at pitcher. It is Quinton Aldifer who takes over. I believe it is just a simple change. It is. Haverkamp is now playing second base, and Aldifer now is pitching. So Haverkamp finishes with only 4 runs given up, 5 hits. He recorded 6 total strikeouts on the game. What a solid outing for Ben Haverkamp after that first inning where he allowed 3 runs and 3 hits. 4 hits. 1-2. Pitch for Aldifer. He brings the change up that tries to just fall into the zone, but it just missed. 2-2 count now against Wegner. Aldifer gives the head nod, and now he searches to deliver a fastball that just gets under the block. Full count now for Isaac Wegner. Trying to start off with a K in this inning, and it is frustration from Wegner after the strikeout swinging. But a smile on the other side of the board with Quinton Aldifer striking out his first batter sought. Now he faces Maddox Honus, who Honus is 0-for-2 today. This is just his third time taking the plate. He is 0-for-2 at bat. Aldifer delivers a fastball that just reaches behind Honus. Honus quickly resets. He goes back up into the top of the box with a raise on his bat behind his right back. Now another delivery, a low chopper, and Honus is chasing what is being given. And I'm sure if you're Aldifer, you can see that. You just delivered the high rise, you delivered the low. Do you go back way up top? We'll see. Aldifer, he now delivers a changeup and nearly twisting its way inside of the box. So we've seen a high fastball, a low fastball, and a changeup to the interior. Aldifer may look to go back to that fastball right on in, and he does just that. A fastball four-seamer down Broadway, picked up for back-to-back Ks. And Aldifer is looking to take out the side, but nothing but strikeouts. And now he's faced the 7th, 8th, and now he's facing the 9th batter in the order, Xavier Burgess. And really, that's like giving the Cookie Monster a cookie. You couldn't ask for anything better as a pitcher to come into a situation where you're going against the 7th, 8th, and 9th batter. Burgess' first pitch outside for ball 1. Burgess, the designated hitter, has had not a very successful game today with an 0-for-2 at bat. Burgess on the season has struck out 26 times, tied for the team lead. Next pitch, check swing, and they have it on the half. That rings up strike number 1 on the count against Burgess. It's 2-1. Well, we've seen nothing but fastball, so Aldifer might look change up. Instead, he goes, sticks with the fastball, just a little under control as it rides into the dirt, nearly a half foot in front of Burgess. It's a 3-1 count now. Aldifer going back to delivery fastball. He finds it on the interior corner, just a clip of the edge, and on a full count, Okay, Quinton Aldifer strike out the side in the bottom of the sixth to keep Onega up 6-10-4 after the massive comeback in the top. And that is chopped right to the second baseman. It's an easy throw. And it's a 3-up-3-down inning. The first here recorded against the Buffaloes. And it's done by the sophomore, Quinton Aldifer, who takes out the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on base. The inning ends with a grounder out to the second baseman in Haverkamp, who just went out there to replace Aldifer. It is 10-4. Onega leads by 6. We head up to the top of the 7th here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finding True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn spray, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment you can rent, tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your project. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a true value.
National Hospital Week celebrates We Are Healthcare, caring for patients, strengthening communities. This week, we honor hospitals' men and women who support the health of their communities through dedication and compassionate care. We would like to take this opportunity to acknowledge the dedication and loyalty of all of our employees. We hope you enjoy your week. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, where people you know and care you trust.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Correction, Centralia here up 10-4. Both teams, again, they represent the orange and black colors. So something to kind of get a little confused on. But it is Centralia who is up 10-4. And, man, the Centralia dugout is showing a lot out to the defensive field. Onega puts the first batter down with a first pitch hit out to the second baseman, so Ben Haverkamp goes down off a ground out to second base. Now Henry Eidemann steps up to bat, and Jacob Plenty is next. Henry Eidemann takes a practice swing outside the box, and now he relocates himself back in. He's roughly propped up in the middle. He's squared up even. 1-0 count. Ball falls underneath the legs. And Wegner looking to finish this out for the Onega Buffaloes, as the Buffaloes have searched through four pitchers today trying to look for an answer. Pitch is rattled straight on back. It is 1-1 now the count.
Who's that good ball?
10-4 count. Excuse me, 10-4 game. 1-1 is the count. Looking to get the second strike just underneath the knees. That's now 2-1 on Heidemann. Onega will have three outs to work with in the bottom of the seventh to attempt their own comeback after giving it up in the sixth. This is crushed out to center. It's a high fly ball, but calling it is Maddox Honus, and he is able to retire Henry Heidemann. The 2-up-2-down, Jacob Flancy now steps up to the plate. The left-handed batter after the back-to-back righties. And Flancy has had a also very productive night. He has reached base three times, a single and two walks. He struck out in his third plate appearance. And his first pitch to him goes right on inside for strike one. It's an 0-1 count now against Flancy. Last inning, Centralia managed to go through 10 in the order, their first time today. Fastball up and away for ball one. 1-1 count. Winner of this game to play the Frankfort Wildcats at 2 o'clock on Monday at Rossville to continue the 1-2 Ray Regional. Frankfurt, the number 7th ranked team in the 1-2A classification. Last ball out to the right. And it's now 2-1. Wegner hits it back to himself on the mound. And he stances himself even with his left foot in front. Now brings it back towards his right and winds it. And he delivers a nice strike down the middle. It's 2-2 now for Jacob Fuente. Fuente raises the back behind his back. He's even in his stance, but he's locked straight up. Here's the pitch. He hits it. It is sharply hit out to the right field, and it just splotches right in front of Dylan Magnet. And now Brady Becker will come up to bat with two outs after the two-out single by Jacob Fuente. Two down the top of the seventh. Onega trying not to allow any runs in this top of the inning. They're back to first. Trying to look to get that pickoff on Jacob Fuente. We get to see a pickoff today. However, we have seen both teams have a player get caught stealing on the second and also third base bag. Clean count. First pitch here against Becker. It's high and away for ball one. And then the throw is to the second baseman and Keltzer. And unfortunately, it was just a little high over him. But fortunately enough for Fuente, he was able to take it and get the clean steal. So now Fuente is set up in scoring position on second base. Wegner with the ball behind his back underneath his right thigh. Now delivers it up to his right part of his shoulder. Now he fires. It's well framed, but just out to the left by a tad. It's a 2-0 count up for Grady Becker. And on deck is Isaac Reinicke and Tyron Talley in the hole. Next pitch above the helmet of Becker, and that will be for ball three. So a 3-0 count for Grady Becker with a runner on second. That's Jacob Fuente with two down. It is 10-4. The Centralia Panthers have led after taking over with their 7 runs in the top of the sixth. Wegner pitching, picked up off the tip of the barrel of the bat. It's out to right field, and it looks to go down and score a run. So Becker gets the single, and Fuente goes in and scores. Now Becker at first, and Mason McLean for the Centralia Panthers, the sophomore. He scored earlier on in the game when Ventrunning for the Panthers. He's now back on first, Ventrunning again. With two down, he's on first. It's 11-4 in the top of the seventh. This one high lined right to the second baseman and LJ Keltzer, and that ends the top of the seventh. There is just 3 outs to go here for the Onega Buffaloes. It is 11-4. They have to make up 7 runs here to at least send in the extras. Onega, they have been in the 4 extra inning games this season. Can they do it again? We'll catch here on MSC Sports, your network, and we'll find out here on KMZA.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green Snap and wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Potentially the final three outs of the game. Onega trails by 7, 11-4 in the bottom of the seventh. It's three outs to go. Centralia just needing to get out. It's right now Quinton Aldifer who came in and took out the side in the bottom of the sixth. It was the first three up and three down inning Onega has had. And the offense has been stagnant since pretty much the first inning where Onega scored three runs off four hits. And since then, they've only scored one run off four hits. Next pitch, this one chopped, backhanded, and thrown on time. What a play from Ben Haverkamp. After coming out from the mound and going to the second base spot, he's recorded two very impressive outs. That is a big-time play from Ben Haverkamp. Now it's L.J. Kelser who steps up, the right-handed batter. Now one down, just two outs left to go. Seven runs needed up on the board. The pitch here by Aldifer is just under the knee-high level. It's 1-0 now. Centralia, they came in the day having lost two out of three games this year to Onega that they had played. However, Centralia had won the last matchup. That was no longer than a couple weeks ago. Third pitch on the inside of Kelser for strike one. It's 2-1 on the count. Centralia just two outs away from moving on to the regional semifinal at Rossville at 2 o'clock against Frankfurt on Monday. 2-2 count against L.J. Kelser. Looking for out number two is Quinton Aldifer. He's already recorded two strikeouts. He delivers a fastball. It's just over the chest level. That fills the count up to a full 3-2 with one down. A nod from Aldifer. Now wide and delivery and gone golfing as L.J. Kelser. And one thing you do got to mention, though, I'm not saying that the game is over right now, but for a lot of these seniors who, again, their season's ending this year, regardless if they move on or not, we'll definitely see them during the Legion time. So, again, make sure you stay tuned to the Legion coverage over the summer. As, of course, be acquainted with a lot of these athletes who have been talented throughout this high school year and be able to do one last hurrah in the area with the Legion ball program. First pitch against Magnet goes for strike one. Looking for back-to-back, three up and three down innings, hesitating a check swing, but holding back is Magnet, and he is able to, thankfully for himself, chuck it on a ball. It's 1-1. One more out to go, but seven runs need to be made up for Onega. A hard swing and a miss, trying to reel a line, but nothing is there on the catch. It is 1-2 on the count. One ball, two strikes. Can strike number four get recorded? It's a changeup that is way high. Trying to the final out on a 40-mile-per-hour changeup. Well, it's all tied up on the count. It's 2-2. The delivery, it skipped up in the dirt. Now it's a full count. Here's where it could all end. On a full count. If Centralia gets it, they will move on to Monday. They lead 11-4 in the bottom of the seventh with two outs. On a full count here against Dylan Magnet. Three outs. Three strikeouts have been recorded by Aldifer, and this one is fouled straight back. And you got to credit this top of the order for Onega. Their 1, 2, and 3 are all seniors, and they have really made this team and what it's been the past couple of years, including their state run 2 years ago. Aldifer, delivery high, and that will be a walk. Dylan Magnick will get to first base, and the Winnipeg Buffaloes stay alive for another batter. Now Casey Huffless comes up, the right-handed batter. Quinton Aldifer, it is nearly a completely dark sky. We are going into the dark blue look with the light clouds in the distance. Strike one, rung up on Huffless after riding on in. Field lights are bright, but nothing's brighter than this moment right here for Huffless. 0-1 count. Next pitch, swung on and fouled straight back. It's a 0-2 count. And Huffless has to protect against Quinton Aldifer. It's a sophomore versus sophomore matchup. Aldifer looks back and now delivers, and that is fouled straight back as well. It's an 0-2 count still. A nod from Aldifer on the 0-2. Looking for strikeout number 3. Delivery. It is hit hard out to right field. Is it put down? It lands, and it'll go down as a hit. And Huffless, with a stage light on him, comes up big with a hit out in right field. But the rally has still yet to spark true fire. Onega needs 7 runs with only 1 out to spare on the board down in the bottom of the 7th. It's 11-4. Now Keegan Vandenberg takes the bat. Aldifer delivers. Chopped up in the air. Playable from third and diving in for it. Not able to make the play was Tyron Talley. He really gave it all he could, and he had nearly the entire coaching dugout run out for that one, and excitement. Well, that's a foul ball, so it's now 0-1 on the count for Vandenberg. Left-handed batter. Here's the pitch. It's once all the way up in the air. It's a rainbow, and a pot of gold goes out in the left fielder, and the treasure is for the Centralia Panthers. They end it 11-4 in the bottom of the 7th. The final play being taken down by Jacob Flenny out in left field. 11-4 is our final score, and the Centralia Panthers complete the comeback and will continue to play in the postseason of 1-2A regionals at Rossville on Monday. They will take on Frankfort Wildcats at 2 o'clock on Monday. All right, we're going to be right back in just a couple of minutes for our final game recap and our final recap of the night here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank and Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank and Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Get your garden seed this year at Souther Building Supply in Seneca. They have bulk garden seed as usual, and this year they're also stocking individual seed packages. See their great display and selection. Get your garden seed planned and growing with quality seed from Souther Building Supply. And if you need any hand tools, hoses, or other accessories, they can help you with that too. Stop in Souther Building Supply and look over their garden seed selection and get your garden growing. Souther Building Supply in Seneca.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've been locked into 92.1 at KMZA. We have had a long, great journey here today. Our total broadcast time of 7 hours and 24 minutes that we have been rocking and rolling for. Again, we went through three games. We've got a play-in game as well as two quarterfinal matchups. Let's look through the regional boys baseball bracket real quick, going through all the matchups, of course. First, we have the play-in game between the Valley Heights Mustangs and Blue Valley Randolph Rams, where the Valley Heights Mustangs won 9-8. They were then able to play in the quarterfinals round against Frankfort. They lost 16-1 just after four innings. And then Onega and Centralia, they just took on each other. Centralia able to come back from behind, scoring 7 runs in the 6th inning to go up 10-4 and being able to shut it out by the score of 11-4. So now the Frankfort Wildcats and Centralia Panthers will take on each other at Rossville on 2 p.m. on Monday, and the other side to match up at 3:30 p.m. will be Mission Valley, the Vikings, taking on the Rossville Bulldogs. That will be at 3:30 as Mission Valley, they beat Jackson Heights by a score of 16-1, and Rossville was able to take down Waubunsee 15-0. So a big regional championship is on the horizon. A TVL team will be a representative in the regional championship, regardless if it is Centralia or if it is the Frankfort Wildcats on next Monday. But again, just kind of a quick coverage of this game specifically. It started off with the Onega Buffaloes off to the hot start. Centralia did start with the lead, 1-0, and the Onega Buffaloes took the lead in the bottom of the first. They led 3-1, and then they were able to extend up to 4-1 before the Centralia Panthers were able to find a response in the fourth inning, where they had 4 straight singles, starting off with Aiden Sally, and then Quinton Alderford, Dagan Ronnenbaum, and Ben Haverkamp. 4 straight singles. That allowed the game to get to 4-3. And then things opened up completely in the top of the 6th inning for the Centralia Panthers, where they scored 7 runs off 6 hits, and the Panthers would finish the game with 11 total runs, 15 total hits, and 11 left on base, where the Onega Buffaloes would end with a total of 4 runs, 9 hits, and just 5 left on base. It is the end of a season for a lot of these athletes. For Onega, of course, many do play Legion ball over the summer. I know that a couple are going on to play college ball, like Jackson Coulterman, who has set all kinds of records. In fact, since he had a hit here today, he now leads the all-time season hitting record for his high school. He is set, and he records many of them. So as he's as he continues his success, best of luck for all the seniors that move on for Onega, as well as the other teams who competed here for tonight. And for Centralia, they move on to Frankfort on next Monday. So again, thank you all for tuning in to our broadcast today. Our final score here in our final game was Centralia, who won against Onega 11-4. And a shout out, not necessarily a player of the game, but Dagan Ronnenbaum, he reached all 5 times for the Centralia Panthers, which included scoring 2 runs. So that was extremely massive for the Panthers. So again, thank you for tuning in today. You've been tuning in to the MSU Sports Radio Network, a part of 92.1 KMZA. From Crit and Profit, from Kurt, and from Seth from Studio, thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.